Volume 36, Number 1 of the Friend Magazine for January 2006. A children's magazine published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Copyright 2006 by Intellectual Reserve Incorporated, all rights reserved.
Friends by Mail. Praying for Ginger. On a windy Sunday morning, the doors of our chicken shed blew open while we were at church. All 9 of our chickens escaped. When we got home, we found 3 chickens in the garden and 5 in our yard, but we couldn't find Ginger, though we looked and looked. That night, there was a terrible storm with wind, rain, and lightning. We were all worried that Ginger would not survive. All of us prayed that she would be safe. The next morning, a delivery man came to the front door with a package. When Mom opened the door, Ginger walked right into the house. I learned that if you need help, you can pray. Heavenly Father will answer your prayer, even if it is a small prayer for a pet chicken. Dallin P., age 9, Utah. Canal warning. One day, my family went to a reception. There was a canal behind the home where the reception was being held. After eating refreshments, my brothers, sister, and I went out to jump on the trampoline in the backyard. My mom told me to watch my 2-year-old brother, Jaden. We were jumping on the trampoline when I realized that I didn't know where Jaden was. I had a feeling that I should look over at the fence by the canal. I looked there and saw Jaden climbing over the fence saying, "Water, water!" I ran over and picked him up. I told him how dangerous it was to go into the canal. I felt good that I had listened to the Holy Ghost. Nicole L., age 10, Idaho. The campout. My dad took my sister Kathy and me to a daddy-daughter campout. We had lots of fun. At night, we listened to stories and sang songs around a big bonfire. We roasted marshmallows and ate s'mores before going to bed. Kathy and I woke up in the middle of the night because there was a big rainstorm. I said a prayer that our tent would not blow down like it had at our last campout. When I woke up in the morning, the tent was still standing. I thanked Heavenly Father. Susan D., age 7, Virginia.